news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065.
605 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. I'll tell you the good news, though. Drier air and 68 right now at our studios. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County State Troopers are not working any new accidents. They have one at 43 and Dead Lake Road, but not affecting traffic. So far, it's been a good ride through Mobile if you're traveling from the 1065 split downtown and across to Bayway and the Causeway. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
Here we go, 607 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along. Get your latest in traffic with Kane throughout the morning. Headlines with Kelly and our friends at News 5. And Dr. Bill with a weekend weather scale. I was quizzed on that yesterday.
Really?
On what the actual formula is for the weekend weather scale. So we'll kind of talk to Dr. Bill about that. We'll get the weekend weather scale, and we will ask Dr. Bill the science behind creating the weekend weather scale.
Great, because I need to know that also.
After all these years, I don't really know myself. So we'll find out coming up at around 7:35. All the way, we check in with News 5 right now. Headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. We have an update to a story involving vehicular homicide here in Mobile. 30-year-old Donald Sylvester is charged with vehicular homicide and felony of leaving the scene of an accident for his connection to a deadly crash on Government Street. According to authorities, it was last week when Sylvester was speeding and lost control of his pickup truck and crashed into the parking lot of the Walgreens at Bradford Avenue. Sylvester's passenger, 45-year-old Leslie Cunningham, she was killed in that wreck. Sylvester was found about a half mile away from the crash site, taken to the hospital, and subsequently arrested. Gunfire into a high school game. The shooting just outside the Alabama State University Stadium Thursday night. Carver Montgomery and Jeff Davis High Schools both were on the field. The shooting, according to witnesses, happened near the walkway on the west side of the stadium. The game was in the fourth quarter, Carver leading 19-3. Both teams quickly left the field and went into the locker rooms, and the crowd scattered. The game was called about 10 minutes after the gunfire. At this hour, no details have been released as to any injuries involved or who pulled the trigger. The next high school game, though, is scheduled for tonight. Security is expected to be ramped up. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
It's a football celebration at Regional Home Center in Mobile. Hey, I'm Richie Beasley. This is Vic. We're here to invite you out to join us on the 24th, 25th, and 26th for food, fun, and fantastic discounts. Show your college colors and register to win a prize from any of the eight college teams. With 15 locations across Mississippi, Regional Home Center is proud to be open in Mobile. Join us for our football celebration August 24th, 25th, and 26th. Regional Home Center of Mobile.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan inviting you to join us for Midday Mobile Live this Saturday from 10 to noon at Regional Home Center on Moffitt Road, a mile east of Schillinger. The football celebration features great deals from the high quality and affordable prices of Cappert Manufactured Housing to Deer Valley, the top of the line, heavy built, quality, affordable manufactured homes. Come on out for food, fun, and special pricing at the football celebration this Saturday. Regional Home Center, a mile east of Schillinger on Moffett Road, with Midday Mobile live Saturday, 10 to noon on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Women in Mobile County say they've been followed by someone in a suspicious van, and it's raising some serious concerns. A Facebook post shared nearly 1,000 times details one of the encounters. A woman says she called 911 as the dark van followed her from Dolphin Street to Theodore. Police are warning women to be aware of their surroundings.
Go to a well-lit area if you feel like you need to stop. If it's, like I said, a service station, a Walmart, something that's open all the time where there are people around.
New details in the case of a man accused of killing a 2-year-old child in Mobile. Tuesday, prosecutors revealed the suspect beat the child over potty training. The child's mother was so emotional she had to leave the courtroom when her boyfriend, Willie Burton, walked in. The original owner, but a new name, what was the Burris Farm Market, will now be known as Greg's Farm Market. Greg Burris is returning to the business after selling the market 12 years ago. The former owner shut down the Baldwin County landmark 2 weeks ago. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
This is Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. Join myself and Prep Sports Report's Corey LeBounty for a new show on Monday nights at 7, FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's. This Monday night, we'll take a look at the big games in Week 1 of the college football season, the top 10 matchup between the Auburn Tigers and Washington Huskies, number 1-ranked Alabama starts their title defense against Louisville, and the South Alabama Jaguars begin a new era under the direction of head coach Steve Campbell. A new show on your favorite station, Monday nights at 7, Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, just a side question here. Do you not feel like you're doing enough hours on the radio as it was? I mean, had all that extra time after living here for 50-some-odd hours a week, and then you want to do another show?
Well, the thing is, Sean, when I do the sports report in the morning, you have so many more questions for me that we can't cover.
So that's why Sports Night is here, to answer the stupid questions I asked during the week?
Right. We're going to do listener questions, but they'll all be from you, from the morning show. So that's actually how we're going to run the Monday night show.
Remind folks, okay, so this debuts on Monday.
Yeah, Monday night at 7 o'clock, myself and Corey LeBounty and James Dennis is a special guest. He'll be in. And we're going to talk college football, especially this coming Monday night. But we're going to take a tour around, you know, all the big sports headlines. I'm sure Urban Meyer and Ohio State will come up. Also, some NFL news. When it's that time of year, we'll talk basketball. You know, we've got to talk some baseball because we're in the heat of the baseball playoff run. So
it'll be our chance, after a weekend full of sports, to be able to review that with y'all on a Monday.
Right, yeah. If you go out over the weekend, go down to the beach, go fishing, and you miss out on a lot of stuff that happens over the weekend, we'll kind of recap the weekend for you and also give you that look at the week ahead.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, good stuff.
Looking forward to it. But it is officially that time of year now, Sean, because The Alabama High School Athletic Association began the 2018 football season with several games around the state last night. There was only one game locally, with the LaFleur Rattlers beating BC Rain 26-14 at Ladd Peoples Stadium. LaFleur senior Christopher Holyfield was the star of the night. He had two interceptions and scored two touchdowns for the Rattlers. Tonight, most teams will begin their seasons. Locally, there are some great games to check out, including UMS Wright at St. Paul's, Spanish Fort at McGill Toolin, Theodore playing at Daphne, Murphy at Baldwin County, Blunt at Vigor, and Foley travels north for a huge game against Prattville. That's all tonight. High school football is officially back.
Yeah.
The Mobile Bay Bears split Thursday's doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves. Bay Bears fell behind 2-0 in the first game, but scored three runs in the fourth inning for the comeback win. The Braves would return the favor in Game 2, beating Mobile 7-4. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos. And then next week, on August 30th, the Bay Bears begin their final five-game homestand of the 2018 season. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out the Miami Marlins 5-0. Rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. was in the lineup to play the same team that intentionally beaned him in the elbow just 10 days ago. And here's what Acuna did in the third inning.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left. Break out the tape measure. That bunts for you. A long home run for Acuna above the Clevelander.
That was Acuna's 21st home run of the year and 10th home run this month. But guess what? In the sixth inning, Acuna would get hit by a pitch.
Oh, no.
Once again, this time by pitcher Javi Guerra. It did not appear that Guerra hit Acuna intentionally, though. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Washington Nationals for the first time in three games, 2-0. Odubel Herrera had the game's only scoring play, a two-run homer in the seventh inning against all-star pitcher Max Scherzer.
High fly ball to deep right field. His 20th home run of the year, he crushed it.
In some other games, the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 7-1. Madison Bumgarner struck out 8, and the San Francisco Giants got a 3-1 win over the New York Mets. Colorado got a walk-off homer from Ian Desmond to beat San Diego 4-3. Boston shut out Cleveland 7-0. Tampa beat Kansas City 4-3, and Minnesota beat Oakland 6-4. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Tway, Jamie Lovemark, and Vaughn Taylor are tied for the lead at 5-under par after the first round of the Northern Trust. There's a stacked leaderboard behind that trio, including Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, one shot back at 4-under par. Phil Mickelson is 3-under par after round one, and Tiger Woods shot an even par 71. Round two begins this morning. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And don't forget, you're invited to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you can pick this year's NCAA football games better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 family, well, you can find out by signing up at the link on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig, or head to ESPN.com, click on Fantasy College Pick'em, and search FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it doesn't take a long time. If you're saying you're like stressed out, I don't have time for this today. I'm kind of like y'all with that, but it took me 3 minutes, 4 minutes to do it.
And a life hack, you can even get on there and get ESPN to pick the games for you. But that's,
come on.
I don't like your odds if you do that.
Yeah, I don't know. You do pick your own games.
Yeah, so. Seriously. All right. You can't talk trash if you have them pick the games for you.
And we'll know. Somehow we'll know. 6:18, we'll be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident still in the clearing stages. Had several vehicles involved. Actually, had a few that flipped the wreck on 43. It's going to be right by Dead Lake Road in front of Max. As southbound lanes were blocked off, now back open again. Northbound lanes also were backed up to 65. Just be patient in that area as you still have some delays. Mobile Police Department, you're clear for now, and it's a good ride across the Bayway. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
622 FM Talk 106.5. Another dry and fairly cool morning out there. 68. That didn't last for long. Dr. Bill, give us a timetable on that and look forward through the weekend coming up in just a few minutes. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Marshals team up with the Opelika Police Department to make an arrest involving a shooting death. The department says that 28-year-old Jarrell North was arrested on Thursday. He's charged in the July 26th death of Antonio Drisker, who is 36 years old. Police department say that they responded to a mobile home park and found Drisker unresponsive and suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead on the scene. U.S. Marshals arrested North in Auburn, where he lives. He's right now being held in the Lee County Jail. Because the investigation is still ongoing, the Opelika Police Department and their detective division is asking anyone with any information to give them a call. And if you have a tip and you want to remain anonymous, you can call 334-745-8665. The Child Advocacy Center here in Mobile has hired a new executive director. Philip Andrew Andy Wynn served as the administrator at St. Mary's Home for 29 years and most recently worked with the Mobile County's juvenile court system. The CAC, they help victims of childhood sexual abuse and their families by providing a safe space for interviews with a trained team of professional counselors in order to assist with criminal prosecution and the healing process for their victims. The founding director was Patrick Guyton. He retired back in April after being placed on administrative leave after multiple public officials raised some concerns about his demeanor in the workplace. As for when, he will be responsible for leading, supervising, and providing oversight and direction to all operations at the CAC to help sustain its mission of being the leading advocate for children who have suffered sexual or severe physical abuse. His official first day of work will be September the 4th. Of this year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I know the crew from Cottage Hill Package was busy last night out at Serta's Brewing on Government Street as Common Sense Campaign Radio went live for the first time live broadcast for them. That was a cool event last night.
Yeah, it was great, and a huge crowd turned out there at Serta Brewing on Government Street. And like you said, the Manis boys,
they brought some cigars.
Michael, Andrew, and Papa Ray. They were all there. They all had the cigars. Also, Billy, the what do you call him?
The tobacconist.
He was there, and he was tobacconizing. he was telling everybody exactly what they needed to know.
Which is cool. But by the way, so you go to Cottage Hill Package, the main store there, Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, they've got this gigantic humidor, and I'm not a cigar smoker, but I've got people that I buy gifts for that are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can go in and I know I've paid attention enough to know kind of what cigars they've smoked in the past. And you go tell Billy, okay, they smoke, you know, this Punch or this Partagas or something like that. And he goes, okay, well, then this, and they'll like this. And then you show up and you get a money gift here because not only are you buying them a cool cigar, it's like you knew something about it. Mm-hmm. And you bought it by it. So it really is, if you got somebody who's a cigar smoker on a list, or maybe you are the cigar smoker, go buy Cotton Chill Package and check out that humidor and get with Billy, and he's a wealth of information when it comes to cigars.
So you're suggesting when you buy a gift for someone and Billy gives you all this information, maybe take a notepad, take some notes, that way you can act like you're like drop the some genius.
Lines like drop some lines. Well, of course, because that was a, you know, rolled with this leaf and it's done. Uh-huh. Everybody knows that this is like, yeah. And then, you know, then you run to the end of your information. They ask you one more question. You're like,
yeah, you have to change the subject.
But if you are somebody like me that's not a cigar fan but loves a craft beer, mm-hmm. a great selection of craft beers, wines, fine spirits, and all happening right there at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Cottage Hill Package online at cottagehillpackage.com, and also check them out on Facebook, Cottage Hill Package. You'll see all the great events they have coming up, and make sure you stop by one of their free beer tastings so you can sample some of those craft beers and find out the one you really, really dig. But big thank you for them for being part of what happened last night with Common mm-hmm. Sense Radio, the folks at Serta, and of course us here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, speaking of smoke, let's go through a couple smoke stories. Number one, saw this: Auburn Athletics making changes to game day experience around Jordan-Hare for 2018. And one of their notes here is smoking inside Jordan-Hare will not be permitted. Auburn University became a non-smoking campus in 2013, and all other SEC schools have a no-smoking policy inside its stadium. So I guess now they're enforcing it here in 2018.
Yeah, I didn't know you could smoke.
But they put it as a note. So no smoking in Jordan-Hare. So there you go. And also they remind people of the clear bag policy. Mm-hmm. I know that when we go to the games, my wife has this like ridiculous clear backpack thing we have to have to go into Bryant-Denny.
Yeah.
So those are a couple notes there. But yeah, no smoking in Jordan-Hare. And then yesterday, speaking of Serta's, you and I were down there getting the vehicle set, FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit, after we left Small Business Expo. Then I'm riding in your car, and we're riding back here to the station, and I kept saying, man, it looks hazy out there. Look at that, Dalton. It's hazy.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been from Serta Brewing because that didn't happen until later
until
that
later,
night.
Right, it was cigar not cigar event. Smoke.
So Alan Seals from our news partner WKRG, he
What's
broke
up,
this
Alan?
Down yesterday, and he said it's not from any... There, if you saw that haze in the sky, it's not from anything here locally, but from dozens and dozens of fire all across our region, and even some of those fires from out in the western U.S., I guess.
We're getting some of that smoke.
Yeah, with that front that's come mm-hmm. through. Between all of those, I guess a lot of people doing control burns with all the rain that we've had previously. I guess, Sean, you would know now would be maybe a good time.
I would not put... Now, if you're... There's some really, really good burn people out there that could mm-hmm. probably pull something off very narrow in scope this time of year. I'm not one of them. I'm a January through April burn guy, control burn. I would not do anything this time of year, even as wet as it is, but there are people who do it. But this is wild. So Alan is saying some of that haze that we saw yesterday mm-hmm. is coming from those western wildfires.
Yeah, amazing, right?
And we'll get more on our weather from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile County has settled a lawsuit with a former inmate who ended up paralyzed in Mobile Metro Jail. The county will pay Brandon Jeffries $800,000. Jeffries became paralyzed after fighting with a corrections officer in 2015. He was 18 years old at the time. Okaloosa County deputies have identified the pedestrian killed when he was hit by a car on Harbor Boulevard in Destin. Deputies say this was the third pedestrian death on the highway this year. Deputies have identified the victim as 53-year-old Richard McIntosh. Deputies say McIntosh was coming out of the Red Door Saloon when he stepped into the outer eastbound lane and was hit by a driver who could not avoid him. Alabama ranks third in the country for deadly car crashes due to road rage. That's according to data collected by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The study shows there were 64 deaths in Alabama caused by aggressive driving in 2016. Indiana ranked number one in the nation for road rage deaths at 77. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember, Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
professional collision auto body repair shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM. So an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Strong winds and heavy rain are hitting Hawaii from Hurricane Lane. Now a Category 3 storm with sustained winds about 120 miles per hour. Forecaster Ivan Cabrera.
We're talking flash flooding, landslides, damaging surf for the wind, and also power outages are going to continue to be a big threat as well heading into the next couple of days. So this is just day one of, I think, several across the Hawaiian Islands.
The National Enquirer's David Pecker has been granted immunity by federal prosecutors. That word coming after Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, implicated the president in a stunning plea deal in Cohen's campaign finance-related case. National Security Advisor John Bolton's inviting Ukraine to bring in U.S. gas companies to explore for domestic energy sources and reduce the dependence on Russia. No word on injuries or damage after a 7.1 earthquake hit eastern Peru early this morning near the border with Brazil and Bolivia. I'm Mike Moss.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Google says it has disabled dozens of YouTube channels and other accounts linked to a state-run Iranian broadcaster for a political influence campaign. Tech companies have become much more proactive since last year when they acknowledged Russian propaganda efforts on their networks during the 2016 presidential campaign. Some are offering direct help to protect U.S. candidates in the 2018 midterms, although such assistance may raise campaign contribution questions. Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan says he's comfortable with the central bank raising its short-term benchmark interest rate 2 more times this year, in September and December, to return borrowing costs closer to a level that neither spurs nor slows growth. The Fed has raised rates twice so far this year. Crude oil sharply higher, up 84 cents at $68.67 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher after stocks closed lower yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065, and another fantastic morning for August. We're at 68 now at our studios. Dr. Bill, I wish I could get, I mean, I am used to this, but it's going away, right?
It's going away. Yeah, we still have more of summertime to encounter here along the Gulf Coast, and perhaps we get into the middle part of September, we might get one of those really nice cool waves. But right now, we're going to get back into the humidity over the weekend and especially next week. But looks pretty good for today. We have mostly sunny skies. Going to warm up to about 92. We had a 90 yesterday, but we're going to get in the low 90s. The heat index that we experienced so many days and was over 100, it's going to be around 95, 97, so that sounds a lot better. As for tonight, we won't cool down in the 60s anymore. We'll see lows tonight in the mid-70s under partly cloudy skies. And then over the weekend, we've got a chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. The moisture is going to start to work its way into our area. So for Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny. And with some afternoon thunderstorms, the high will be around 90 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny. Again, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms and the high close to 90. If we get into next week, humidity a little bit higher. And we'll see afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures anywhere from 88 to 90 degrees, but even though that temperatures sound a little better, the humidity would be a lot higher.
All right. Well, I don't look at the gift horse in the mouth. I appreciate the last couple of days we had, and take it for what it is. And let's talk about the tropics, Dr. Bill. You watching yesterday? You had talked about something maybe out off the African coast.
Yeah, there's a tropical wave, a rather strong one, that is just coming off the African coast now. And it's not going to do much as it moves across the eastern portions of the tropical Atlantic. But if it holds together and makes it to the western areas, that is approaching the Caribbean, conditions at that time will be more favorable for some intensification and organization in the system. So we're going to watch this one. This could be the first Atlantic storm, but it's got a ways to go to get to the area in which conditions would be favorable. Elsewhere, it's good across the Caribbean right now, and the Gulf of Mexico is quiet. Of course, all the attention now is out in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And the island of Hawaii, because we have a hurricane that is turning to the north now and heading for the Hawaiian Islands. Conditions, though, in the upper atmosphere are going to turn that storm before the center of it actually reaches any of the islands, and it'll make a western turn. But in the process, a big portion of that storm will be affecting the islands, especially Maui, Lanai, and all the way over to Oahu, where Honolulu is located, and they're going to get hurricane force winds. And the other big story there is going to be heavy rain. Hawaii is known for some very high rainfall totals on the volcanic slopes. Well, here we've got quite a bit of rain that's going to be headed in, so they're going to get some torrential rains and, of course, mudslides, and, of course, very high surf. Of course, if you mention high surf, and everybody runs out to the coast there in Hawaii. But this is going to be really high surf.
Because there, you know, just back there, I was there at the end of July, beginning of August, and you know, we were on the north shore, which of Oahu, and normally, believe it or not, I guess they said summertime, that's going to be the leeward, not the windward. They said, you know, everybody thinks north shore and rough surf. They said it's in the wintertime, and I'm looking out there, and they're the, you know, to me, a Gulf Coast boy, they're giant waves. They say, yeah, it's real calm today. I can't imagine what it looks like when it gets rough around here. So they're going to be dealing with that. And I think about this, too, that I heard this morning, U.S. Navy moved the majority of the fleet out of Pearl Harbor. And, I mean, so they're, and those are some pretty big ships. They must be expecting some heavy-duty impact from this.
Yeah, they're going to go out and sort of ride it out in the seas rather than be ripped apart there in the coastal waters. And that was a common thing, or the most common thing that's done along the Atlantic seaboard, particularly, say, up around the Norfolk Navy Yard. They'll do the same thing. But this is a very unusual event for Hawaii. They don't see many storms come up into the Hawaiian Islands. Most of them that form off of Central America, they fade out as they get over colder water. But this one made it across the cool water and intensified, and now it's going to start to weaken. And it'll weaken rapidly since conditions in the upper atmosphere will not be favorable once it makes its turn past Honolulu.
Yeah, this is what was fascinating the other day when you talked about if you were looking and said if Lane makes it across this cold weather, I mean this cold water area, and I think about it, it's like almost the flip side of the Gulf of Mexico, that the hurricanes there have the chance of being downgraded or reduced in power because of a cold plume of water going through the Pacific, where in the Gulf we're always worried about them getting into the Gulf Loop current, right, and getting enhanced.
Yeah, it's a different story. I mean, it's warm across the entire Gulf, and then there's some other areas with the loop current where it's extremely warm, not only at the surface, but with considerable depth. But there's a cold current that comes down off the California coast, and that's what keeps San Francisco so cool all the time. And that cold water then turns and affects storms that move off of Mexico and head out into the open water as they will cross that cold water and usually dissipate.
I love learning this stuff, Dr. Bill. Thank you for the info, and we'll check back with you next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, obviously a wealth of information, man, a PhD, the man who teaches tropical weather. And we all get to learn a little something when he talks. 642 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up. And also, Kelly has got our headlines.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man wanted here in Alabama as a sex offender has been arrested in Michigan. The Covington County Sheriff's Office was looking for 37-year-old Jermaine O'Neill due to his violation of the state's Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act and possession of marijuana. Alabama Crime Stoppers say a tip providing his whereabouts was received, and the caller said that they were afraid that he would do harm to a child in Detroit. The tip was forwarded to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's Special Victims Unit. Phillips was taken into custody at work by the Detroit U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. He will be prosecuted out of the Eastern District of Michigan under the Adam Walsh Child Protection and Safety Act of 2006. He was convicted in Covington County in 2010 on a second-degree sodomy of a 12-year-old child. He was sentenced to 15 years for that crime.
If you are a woman and own your own business or wanting to launch your own business, did you know Alabama is 17th among the 50 states for growth of women-owned businesses since 2007? That's according to the 8th Annual State of Women-Owned Businesses Report, commissioned by American Express. The report takes data from the U.S. Census Bureau's survey of business owners and factors in changes in the gross domestic product. So here in the U.S., there are more than 12 million firms owned by women, employing more than 9 million people, and the number is up 31 times since 1972. Revenue from women-owned businesses nationally is now at $1.8 trillion. Also, it's a time of growth for minority women business owners. As of 2018, women of color account for 47% of all women-owned businesses. Here in the state of Alabama, there are 152,800 women-owned firms employing more than 110,000 people and earning more than $18 billion in revenue. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 644 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, this is the strangest story I've heard. I've heard of police impersonators. I've heard of even people impersonating as a doctor, physician, but specifically within the medical ranks, I have never heard of somebody masquerading with a white mask of masquerading as a dentist.
Huh.
And I'm not saying like doing it to try to get prescriptions or something. I'm talking about working on people.
Fake dentist.
Give you that story in just a second. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, another accident. State troopers heading to Calioka Road. It's going to be just north of 158. A single vehicle struck a deer. So I still got that accident on Highway 43 at Criolla right in front of Max in the final clearing stages. But traffic looks to be running smooth through there now. No problems in the 65 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and across the Bayway looks good. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane on the way in this morning with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Women in Mobile County say they've been followed by someone in a suspicious van, and it's raising some serious concerns. A Facebook post shared nearly 1,000 times details one of the encounters. A woman says she called 911 as the dark van followed her from Dolphin Street to Theodore. Police are warning women to be aware of their surroundings.
Go to a well-lit area if you feel like you need to stop. If it's, like I said, a service station, a Walmart, something that's open all the time where there are people around.
New details in the case of a man accused of killing a two-year-old child in Mobile. Tuesday, prosecutors revealed the suspect beat the child over potty training. The child's mother was so emotional she had to leave the courtroom when her boyfriend, Willie Burton, walked in. The original owner, but a new name, what was the Burris Farm Market, will now be known as Greg's Farm Market. Greg Burris is returning to the business after selling the market 12 years ago. The former owner shut down the Baldwin County landmark 2 weeks ago. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's officially that time of year. The Alabama High School Athletic Association began the 2018 football season with several games around the state last night. There was only one game locally, with the LaFleur Rattlers beating BC Rain 26-14 at Ladd Peoples Stadium. LaFleur senior Christopher Holyfield was the star of the night. He had two interceptions and scored two touchdowns for LaFleur. Tonight, most teams will begin their seasons. Locally, there are some great games to check out, including UMS Wright playing at St. Paul's, Spanish Fort at McGill-Tulin, Theodore at Daphne, Murphy at Baldwin County, Blount at Vigor, and Foley travels north for a huge game against Prattville. The Mobile Bay Bears split Thursday's doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves. The Bay Bears fell behind 2-0 in the first game, but scored three runs in the fourth inning for the comeback win. The Braves would return the favor in Game 2, beating Mobile 7-4. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos. And next week, on August 30th, the Bay Bears begin their final five-game homestand of the 2018 season. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out the Miami Marlins 5-0. Rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. was in the lineup to play the same team that intentionally beamed him in the elbow just 10 days ago. Here's what Acuna did in the third inning.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left. Break out the tape measure. That bunts for you. A long home run for Acuna above the Clevelander.
That was Acuna's 21st home run of the year and 10th home run this month. But in the sixth inning, Acuna would get hit by a pitch once again, this time by pitcher Javi Guerra. It did not appear that Guerra hit Acuna intentionally. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Washington Nationals for the first time in 3 games, 2-0. Odubel Herrera had the game's only scoring play, a 2-run homer in the 7th inning against All-Star pitcher Max Scherzer.
High fly ball to deep right field. Odubel Herrera has just given the Phils a 2-0 lead. His 20th home run of the year, he crushed it.
In some other games, the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 7-1. Madison Bumgarner struck out 8, and San Francisco Giants got a 3-1 win over the New York Mets. Colorado had a walk-off homer from Ian Desmond to beat San Diego 4-3. Boston shut out Cleveland 7-0. Tampa beat Kansas City 4-3. And Minnesota beat Oakland 6-4. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Tway, Jamie Lovemark, and Von Taylor tied for the lead at 5-under after the first round of the Northern Trust. But there's a stacked leaderboard behind that trio, including Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, one shot back at 4-under par. Phil Mickelson's 3-under par after round one, and Tiger Woods shot an even par 71. Round two begins this morning. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. A couple of wrecks that we've had have been moved down the roadways. It's looking a lot better now as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Up there, 43 at Criolla, they had an accident tied up traffic for a while. It's now cleared up as well. No problems along the interstate. If you traffic through Mobile, we're accident-free. Just watch for the school buses traveling on the way in this morning. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival is tomorrow in downtown Mobile. 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Get the details at beerfestmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. I know Kelly's got her headlines. We'll get to those in just a second. But here's a headline that I found from WSB-TV in Atlanta. Out of Paulding County, Georgia. Two things. Number one, cool Christian Jennings did the story, who used to work here.
Awesome.
Who is one of the many folks that challenged me for the crawfish eating competitions over the years, and she very gracefully lost.
You ran her out of town.
Yeah, pretty much. But her story here, this is something. Okay, y'all. Krista Sezwick was arrested Thursday morning in Cobb County. She faces 48 indictments for practicing dentistry without a license, insurance fraud, and forging prescriptions. Channel 2's Christian Jennings spoke with the Paulding County Senior Assistant District Attorney Matthew Rollins in this bizarre case. Rollins says Sezwick was taking advantage of people and performing procedures without having any training or a license under her belt. She has been posing as a dentist for the last 7 years.
Oh, no.
Rollins said that,
I guess you learn as you go.
Like a hands-on, like an apprenticeship. Rollins said she has been, the DA said that Sesswick had been charged several times in Paulding County. She recently moved her business then to Cobb County and started again, where she was arrested on Thursday. He said there were at least 18 victims, and several of them had damage to their teeth from the work that Sesswick did.
Wow.
Chief investigator on the case said it's very likely more charges will be filed, I guess, as more patients, air quotes here, come out. So, no license, no training, sets up the old dentist shops and come on in, the old tooth booth. You know, I like a food truck.
Mm-hmm. But if
your dentist office is in like a mobile vehicle, yeah, set up on the corner, the tooth booth, we used to call this idea.
Yeah.
Maybe you just ought to look, just where'd you go to school? Mm-hmm. Where'd you learn all this?
They should have known when she pulled out the DeWalt drill.
Right, when she pulls out the Dremel and is trying to figure out with the Dremel tool which of grinder she's going to use. Maybe it's time to check the documentation on that dentist.
Yeah, this time dental practice was very literal. She was practicing.
Right, that's for sure. You should drive me crazy when I was a kid, because, you know, people would say, well, it was a medical practice or a legal practice. And I remember telling my parents, just have a wide-eyed kid, I said, why are they practicing? If you're paying them, they should know. 6:55, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you and your family want to volunteer, then mark your calendar for Saturday, September the 15th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the One Mile Creek Access Point on Marion Street. You're invited to the 31st Annual Alabama Coastal Cleanup. They need your help to remove litter and debris from One Mile Creek, a small tributary of Three Mile Creek near downtown Mobile. The site will be primarily for kayak cleanup, but volunteers who don't want to get into the water can also pick up litter along the banks of the creek and in the surrounding fields. This event is also part of National Estuaries Week. For more information, call 251-433-4229. The music world has lost a legend. You know the song Sweet Home Alabama, and now the man, the guitarist, who played such a vital role in such a popular song, has passed away. Ed King, known for his Lynyrd Skynyrd fame, passed away at his Nashville home on Wednesday. As according to a report from the Nashville Tennessean, the 68-year-old was lauded as a vital part of the group's signature three-guitar attack in Lynyrd Skynyrd. He wrote the hit tune Sweet Home Alabama at the band's rehearsal cabin in a swampy Florida area. He was a California native and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the band in 2006. Ed King was 68 years old. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I wonder if Ed King had sat down when he strummed that little ditty and realized what he had on his hands right there.
No way.
Yeah, big time. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Text lines open at 343-0106. We'll talk to you next.